Welcome to the Second Mix podcast, where we reflect, revise, and remix our lives. My name is Matthew Bennett. We've been discussing the pieces of the puzzle we need to get through the cycles of complexity that life throws at us in our relationships, work, and health. These pieces are ethos, intention, efficacy, agency, adversity, and elevation. Let's talk about intention. Your intention is your plan, your purpose, and your mission. The easiest way to say this is, what do you want? How are you going to get it? And why do you want it? Purpose and meaning are the most difficult parts for me. Everything is so arbitrary. Nobody is out there to tell you if you're right or wrong about your purpose. There's no single path laid out for you except the one you're going for right now. So where are you headed right now? Where are your current habits, your current efforts, your current labor taking you 5 or 10 years down the road? So many people are, as I heard Zig Ziglar say once, people are wandering generalities instead of meaningful specifics. But God hasn't chosen a perfect career for you. He gave you the personality and the desires to find one. The universe doesn't have a perfect spouse for you. It gave you the personality and the desires to find them. I don't want to get into spirituality here. It works no matter what you believe. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl has an answer that I think will satisfy most people, even though the answer is difficult. He says in his book, quote, "Ultimately, people should not ask what the meaning of their life is, but rather must recognize that it is they who are asked by life. In a word, each person is questioned by life, and they can only answer to life by answering for their own life. To life, they can only respond by being responsible." End quote. So don't try to find what the meaning of your life is. We have the power to decide on the meaning, to decide on the purpose. We get caught up looking for our purpose as if it's out there somewhere, as if our purpose already exists, but it's not out there. It's not a tangible thing that you're going to find. It's not even an ethereal thing that you're going to find. It's not out there until we put it out there. But because of media, because of education, because of society, because of the way we grew up, we have this thought that the answer exists and that our job is to go out there and find it. And then, because of that belief, we do one of two things. We search for it, this thing that's not out there, until we put it out there. We search for it, or we wait for the answer to come to us, wasting time. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Many people die with their music still in them. Too often, it's because they're always getting ready to live. Before they know it, time runs out." It's my opinion that searching for our purpose is an excuse to put things off. We're scared of making the wrong decision, so we search or we wait around for some enlightenment. And it's sad because this enlightenment isn't coming until we realize that we write our own story. For me, I could never come up with a story satisfying enough or big enough or one with enough meaning. So I waited for that enlightenment from God, from the universe. No matter what I was waiting for, I wasted a good 30 years doing what I needed to do to get by while I waited. I wanted meaning and I searched for it. That didn't work. So I waited for it. And that didn't work. And all the while during this 30 years, I was filled with unbearable angst because I deeply wanted meaning. I wanted purpose in my life. A few years ago, I read Frankl's book and I made my purpose. I designed it. I created it. I told life what my purpose was. The beautiful thing about this process is that since that time, my purpose has changed maybe 100 times, sometimes tiny edits in the wording, and sometimes large sweeping changes to reorganize and edit the direction of my life. The point was that I decided. Now I never have a purposeless day. Even if I have a lazy day where I should have been working but did nothing, I still had that specific purpose calling out to me. I knew exactly what it was that I was procrastinating on, and I held myself accountable the next day. So what's your purpose? What is your answer to the meaning of your life? What are you going to tell life your purpose is, your mission is? Here's some suggestions to learn from my mistakes. Once you have a purpose, write it down. Get a journal. Write out all the things you want to do, all the things you want to be, and all the things you want to have. And write down why. What is your big purpose? You're not going to get it perfect the first time. The first time you decide on your purpose, you're going to lack direction, and it's going to change possibly many times. It's still better to be heading in a direction than waiting for someone to come along and turn you on, because that person might not be coming. It is all up to you. The mission, the goals, and the plan. Once these are on paper, you will be unstoppable. It's not easy to do, but don't live an easy life. Don't let that be you. Jim Rohn said, "Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you." I would add to this an additional thought. Let others search for their purpose, but not you. Let others wait for the universe to give them their mission, but not you. In the coming episodes, I'm going to have a lot more to say about intention, writing down your goals, breaking each goal into steps, thinking about what you want, thinking a lot about it, and how to get it. In the recent book, Atomic Habits, James Clear says, "Many people think they lack motivation when what they really lack is clarity." This was true for me, but once I saw what I was capable of, what I could have, and all I could become, and once I had a clear plan and clear steps, in other words, once I knew where I was headed, it became really easy to start walking in that direction every day. Thanks for listening to the Second Mix podcast. Once again, I am Matthew Bennett. You can grab the transcript on the blog at secondmix.net if you want to look these over again and extract everything that's useful to you. If you have any questions, please email me at matt@secondmix.net, and I would love to hear from you. Please give me 5 stars whenever and wherever you can, and subscribe to get the most up-to-date episodes. If you know anyone who might find this information useful or helpful, please join my mission and tell them about this show. I'll be here every Monday and Thursday until the movies are better than the books. Take steps that will make your week incredible. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, keep reflecting, revising, and remixing your life. I'll see you soon.